Lads, what are you having? Welcome to this week's Pub Football Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Matt.
Hey, we've got him at last. The summer signings are here and Martin's flaked out again.
It's another debut, 2 in 2 weeks.
Right, as I was saying, Jamie Carragher, that's an appropriate start and a great segue. Carragher's claiming that it's too easy to get into the England squad now. You have 2 good games and you get a call up.
Yeah, well, not bit, really. How many game, good games has Noble had and Deeney?
Oh, he's jumped in with a Deeney.
That's a fair Love shout, mate, to be fair.
They've had more than 2 good games.
Yeah, and Chilwell.
Yeah, Maddison.
Mate, don't even start.
Here we go.
That was a proud moment. Yes, and I stood up after trying to get out of the chair. I'll give it a bit of that.
Going on this season, boys, Damari Gray got a shout in there, but not Maddison. Let's put that over to Mr. Leicester.
Well, but actually, so you say about Gray... Gray and Chilwell played in both of the England under 21s nationals this week as well.
They did. True story.
They played both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played both of them. Nice. So a lot. I mean, obviously, I am fucking Mr. Leicester City, and ain't I right? I honestly think that Chilwell, he has been playing well, but he only got the call up and Gray because obviously they played at, England played at King Power yesterday, didn't they? Yeah. And apparently they were suffering on ticket sales for the England game.
Really?
That's the rumor that I heard. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I'm looking at you here. You're a stat man, Jace. Who's the last man to make his England debut at his home ground? And when?
Pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you disappointed me there. I genuinely had you down for that.
No.
What's the answer then, Dan? You could tell us anything, mate, and we'd believe you.
That was Paul Scholes, 1997, at Old Trafford. Fair. There you go. Ben Chilwell, Paul Scholes, same boat, weren't they?
Well, you know what I mean? Leicester are just a club that make history over and over again, mate. I'll just leave it there, shall I?
Mic drop.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, the reason it took us so long to get Matt is because he talked so much shit.
And it's only about Leicester. It's a lot like Martin with Chelsea. Where should we go? Let's go.
Let's not talk about that twat on the telly.
No, Steve McLaren, by the way.
No, yeah, it's not a visual thing. Go back to Saturday. What was Saturday? Oh, Spain, England. That conjured up a few memories for me and Martin. Last time that happened, England beat Spain and me and him were absolutely swatted.
And you remembered it.
I don't remember any of the game. The only thing I remember is us two trying to do the fucking Osnan dance. Just the two of us, and there was no atmosphere at all, and it's just me and him trying to do this fucking get everyone else going.
Nah. Didn't watch it, but Iago Aspas got a higher rating than some of the England team, so less said the better, really.
Right, so I watched most of it. The only bit I missed was Luke Shaw getting knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Sam Quick.
Our closing 20 minutes were pretty good, though, I'd say. Because the thing is, we're chasing the game from being behind, which is what happens 90% of the time, isn't it, with England, unfortunately.
Yeah, majority of. Harry Kane can't do it at the biggest time.
No.
So, while we're on the subject of England, and we have got Mr. Leicester, Vardy.
Yes.
Ooh. Talk us through that one.
Ooh.
I don't think you should have semi-shut that door yet.
I don't, but I heard a rumour... That,
are these reliable sources, these rumours?
Let's just say they're from Leicester sources.
Oh.
Not officially like Leicester Football Club or nothing, but the forums and stuff. Apparently Southgate told Vardy at the end of the World Cup that he wasn't in his immediate plans. So Vardy said, obviously, I'm retiring off. Unless you get a savage amount of injuries, then I'll
come back Danny Welbeck.
Yeah, I'm still going to pick Welbeck.
Yeah,
over
what
you.
The fuck is that? Honestly, mate. Fucking, that irritates the shit out of me.
He is annoying.
But then his stats for playing for his country are better than what he's ever done at a club, isn't it?
So yeah, but so are Andy Carroll and Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
They ain't getting call-ups. I don't get his selection process. We said this last week.
No.
I don't agree with...
I mean, the World Cup, like we said, to Welbeck's be fair, that worked. But
yeah, you got away with that one. But the Welbeck one was the one that just kicks me all the time. You just think, you've got your Deeneys.
Just Deeney. We like Deeney.
We like Deeney. Who's the other
guy?
He's
a bit of a gazer, isn't he, Troy Deeney?
He does look like a proper nut job, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You see him one night out, he's going to stab you with a broken bottle.
It's that fucking gap in the tooth, isn't it?
I'm
going
to do you. Who's the other one? Huddersfield. Glenn Murray. They're both
Murray
Brighton,
mint, I call
Brighton, not Huddersfield.
Looks like a Murray mint with that head, that Huddersfield top.
It's Murray, Deeney, Callum Wilson, who's older than I thought.
How old is he then?
26.
Oh, I thought he was older than that, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
Younger than he thought. There you go.
Yeah, he's younger than us.
Yeah, true that.
All sat over my fucking feet. I've got varicose veins in my leg. That's just for blood flow reasons.
I forgot my slippers because it's wet outside.
And Jason's got grey hair coming through. It looks like he's been decorating.
It's paint.
So, current state of the England team, is he bringing enough through or should he be supporting what he's got with some experience?
It's not, is he bringing enough through? Is there enough quality for him to bring through? You look at like the players that we've let go and they've changed like allegiances, like Wilfried Zaha's,
yeah,
even a Wobi to some extent. I'm not going to put him up in a massive bracket, but Victor Moses, there's players there that played for under 21s and then we've let them go.
True.
Wilfried Zaha would be doing the business for England,
and then he'd be the one that would mug off Danny Welbeck, wouldn't it?
You'd hope so.
That fucking useless twat.
I mean, you have Danny Welbeck supporting Harry Kane. Or you have someone like Wilfried Zaha.
Yeah.
Bit of a no-brainer.
But yeah, but then it's like everyone's saying we lack the creativity. Zaha is a player who would offer creativity,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. But that's what Southgate said, wasn't it? Oh, he's the, Gascoigne was the only player of our generation that created anything.
No, didn't you say he was the only world-class English midfielder in the last 20-odd years? So what about like Scholes, Gerard Lampard?
Have that discussion. Now? FIFA cards, mate.
Oh, yeah.
FIFA ratings. On them three.
Yeah, well.
Aggie Matt, Twitch, is coming. By the time Martin's edited this.
Debut 25th September. There 1 minute past midnight.
FIFA ratings. Ter Stegen is rated higher than Salah. Do me a favour.
Yeah. I don't understand why they've nerfed everyone's pace. Like, it's like Arturo Vidal, this FIFA, right? Not exact, but he's around about a 70 to a 75 pace, right? They've nerfed him to 57. 57, that's walking, mate. You don't walk. Do you know what I mean?
Matt is a FIFA addict.
If I had a 57 FIFA pace pro. In FIFA, they would have trebled my pace.
57, I'll take 56. Yeah. But no, who was it? Didn't, was it Gerrard and Scholes come out on top?
What, FIFA? For the FIFA rating?
Rating, yeah.
Yeah, Gerrard came out on top of the three of them. But then if we go into like performer of their actual performances in football, I would probably say Lampard would have been over Gerrard, in my opinion.
That is always the big debate, but all three of them are such different players. Gerrard was the typical box-to-box. Scholes was that midfield maestro pulling strings, and Lampard was just your proper dominant attacking midfielder.
But you look at that and you go, how the fuck did Scholes not get more caps above them two? Honestly, that's massively biased because I'm a United fan, but...
It's the problem of having all three of them at the same time.
It's like us on a Sunday, mate. We struggle. We play 4-3-3. We get around it. Yeah. We deal with that.
We haven't got Paul Scholes or wasting out on the left wing. And the problem is they should have sacrificed one of them and played Michael Carrick a bit more or Ledley King. We should have had more of a holding midfielder.
Ledley King weren't a holding midfielder.
Yeah, he was when he started.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on, Statman.
Hey, mate, I don't give a shit about Tottenham.
Mr. Statman.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So I'll sit silence with my fucking wedding wine.
Yeah, and your fucking Paul Scholes.
Yeah, I'll keep my little fucking ginger. He's a dynamo.
Best thing Scholes ever done was ever his picture taken. His nuts hanging out.
That is a classic picture. I do like that picture.
Fucking hell.
I shouldn't have said I like Paul Scholes. His nuts.
Let yourself in there, mate.
Oh, shit. Never mind. Right, okay. So, Twitch, 25th, going live.
Can you
Twitch the demo or not? Are you doing that?
I'll be Facebook live streaming the demo tomorrow night.
You'll have to do that.
Yeah.
I got taken off Facebook live because I was streaming the old fucking boxing one night.
Yeah, but you have to fucking pay for that, don't you?
Yeah, I did pay for that.
Pay-per-view, innit?
I paid for it.
Yeah, but all the rest of the world don't pay for it, do they?
Yeah, they took it off pretty quick, though. Yeah. I'll tell you what, they're sharp on that.
There's a hack around that.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm not going to... Say it on air. Yeah, drop me a message.
Yeah, let me know.
Subscribe to my channel. I'll let you know.
Nice plug.
Just say what it is, Martin. So, we'll edit it out.
Yeah.
No, he won't.
No, I can't do that.
He blatantly won't edit this again unless you start dropping. Well, okay. So we lose 2-1 Spain, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think that was a given. Looking at Croatia's result last night, I don't know the squads or anything like that, but Croatia got bitch fucked 6-0. So 2-1 loss to Spain. I'm going to take that as a positive.
Yeah. Yep. Well, if you look at the players that we had on the pitch to what they had on the pitch, then I would take it as a positive.
Fair. They've got until the world's best goalkeeper.
Until we go Croatia and they yeah. give us a good idea. And then it's even worse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. That's going to move me on to Marcus Rashford.
Oh.
Scorer of the goal last night.
Yeah.
Time of recording would have been Tuesday night. Scorer of the goal Saturday.
He knows where the goal is, but he just doesn't get enough time up through the middle, does he?
Has he got to leave United?
Yes.
I think so.
100% yes.
Oh, right, let me finish the sentence.
You get a new manager.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Or you get a new, new manager at Man United who's going to trust him and ditch that dog shit that is Romelu Lukaku.
Oi.
What?
You can't say that.
The fucker scores tap-ins from like a yard out and you lot think he's the best thing since Paul Scholes.
He's a tank who can't get a header on target.
But he wears Christmas pants in September.
Because he's a dick.
It makes him even more of a cunt then, doesn't it?
Wow.
Am I allowed to say that word, don't
I? Of course you are.
I mean, he played at Everton with and made actually Ross Barkley look like a proper decent player when he played with Lukaku. So oh, do me a favour.
I'm proper getting fucking team ganged tonight. I'm getting gang banged. This ain't fair. Right, okay. So back to Rashford. You both saying he's got to go.
Yeah, 100%.
Is he best through
the
middle?
He goes when the manager changes. And
every United fan in the country will tell you which way around that wants to be.
Yeah.
Where does he go? Today, on my rumour spreadsheets.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking I'm slow and I've only had half a glass of that. Chelsea and Everton.
It's not going to be Everton, is it?
It ain't going to be Chelsea.
He won't start at Chelsea.
That's
though,
like a graveyard for Premier League careers, isn't it, Everton now these days?
It's graveyard for fucking United careers.
Who's who's their main man now up front?
Tucson.
Oh, come to Besiktas, he came from, didn't he? Oh, please tell me you've seen those videos.
Nah. YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, come to Besiktas. Look for Pepe.
Brilliant. Okay.
Honestly, you'll piss yourself.
He got the Charlison.
Says a lot.
Yeah, but he's not their main man up
top,
is he?
You don't like him at all, do you?
Like, he's a decent player, but he's not a £50 million player.
No, as you fuck.
And neither was Sigurdsson, a £45 million player.
No.
Meh, at least they're playing, unlike your £40 million Fabinho.
Yeah, but we've got other players doing the business.
Have you heard why he's not in the squad?
Go on.
Because he can't speak a fucking word of English and he doesn't know what's going on, apparently. But it's honestly, apparently the reason he's not in the squad is because he's struggling learning the language.
Carragher's scouts and he'll still manage to get by, so I can't see that being a proper reason.
They handicapped them because that's where they're from.
Oh. Okay. Right, so we're saying Tucson, we're saying with Carlison.
They got Walcott. He scored the other day. Took his goal quite well, to be fair.
That was a good move for
England,
Walcott.
But for Everton.
He's doing all right.
Good move for Walcott, that was.
But he's another one at Southampton. He was kind of playing through in the middle a bit when he was there. Went to Arsenal. Didn't really fulfil his potential.
No.
It's these young lads that should be playing up front through
the
middle.
Is it going to be his year? Years on from when it should be?
No.
Okay.
That's him. He's done now. He's finished.
At club level, I reckon he'll go a bit further. As in, like, in his ability, he's not got a chance of an England call-up or nothing like that, I don't think.
He won't play for England, but he should do. And I don't think he'll get a bigger move from Everton.
No.
Oh, God, no.
That's
fuck
him
don't.
Finished.
Yeah.
Unless he goes to America.
Yeah. That's and a given.
Does some bits like Bradley White Phillips.
Oh, Griezmann said he's going to go to Bex's team, isn't he?
Who is he? Name that is.
What, in the Merv?
Club de Football International Miami or something.
I like the abbreviation that we understand. America. But yeah. I know what you're saying.
It's America. You're not, like, a foreign, funky European team. You're just in Miami.
Yeah, but it's Beckham. He'll do
like
what the fuck he wants.
Getting jiggy with it, FC would have been a bit.
With Will Smith's face
absolute
as the badge.
Absolute fucking theme tune coming out.
Will Smith rapping in the centre circle every game.
Yeah, you can't tell me Bex and fucking Smithy ain't rub shoulders with each other once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay,
I love Beckham, though. I'm not even a fucking United fan, am I? But I just think he's brilliant for football.
He is golden balls, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like I say, he'll bring in whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people will want to sign for him. That's the thing.
That's it.
They will want to play under Beckham, wouldn't they?
Rooney will go, of course. Like, Griezmann, he's 27. He'll go, I'll go to America.
They've got another 2 years yet, though, haven't they, before they launch as a club.
Oh, really?
Is it 2020?
I think it's 2020 or 2021. That's like when they officially can enter in, like.
Because they're expanding, aren't they? They've got an expansion contract or something.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, so he'll be 29. He'll be petering out.
Oh, I don't know. What's Griezmann got about him? We've said that before, didn't we?
We said that here. What's he got about him?
Don't get the hype around Griezmann. I think he scored two, set up two.
Yeah, it was a quiet night for him.
Madrid ran wide.
Yeah, it was a quiet night for him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's good, but he's not like... do you know what I mean? He's not like a fucking, I know it's a different scale, but like a Ronaldo or someone like that. Everyone's saying he's world class, but.
But is it fair to class? I really am turning into Martin. Martin said this the other day. He's like, oh, you're a really good anchor man. I was like, fuck off. But is it fair to class or compare people to Messi and Ronaldo?
No.
When it goes.
If they're in the same generation of football, then yeah, in my opinion.
You say world class, but then you look above that for them two, then, don't
I mean,
you? Them, do you know what I mean?
But even then, like Messi and Ronaldo, still, it's like the Gerard Lampard. They're so different.
Yeah.
Portuguese Messi, and Argentinian.
No.
On the pitch. Well,
clearly. But like, Messi dribbles like literally through players' legs and they don't know he's gone through there.
And he pops up, scores three goals.
But Ronaldo back in the day was pure pace, rinse everyone, and great finish.
Mm.
Two completely different players.
But now he's.
I think the closest you're going to get to comparing to a Ronaldo is Kylian Mbappe. Pure pace, couple of step overs,
yeah.
He's gone.
What a fucking player.
If you're looking at the actual style of
play. Where do you base Neymar then?
He's a
apart from being a massive
both, cunt. He's not at the level of Ronaldo and Messi, in my opinion.
No, not yet.
He's too soft.
He's too soft. He has to fucking go to the bakery to collect his rolls and that when he falls over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's He has the ability, but he's too much of a fairy, isn't he?
Exactly.
If he turned up to Olympics, he's winning every diving goal going.
Yeah. Who was it the other day? Was it Saturday? Yedlin. He went through him. He got the ball in the first
Brazil piece. USA game.
Was it?
That's it.
No,
Yedlin
I didn't.
Said to the
I
ref.
Rate Yedlin, no.
Yedlin said to the ref, did you see him diving at the World Cup or something? Did you watch the World Cup?
You watched the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
After he got the ball, but he's gone through him as well. Because you watched the World Cup, right? He's got a point though. There's no need to make.
No, not someone of his ability.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking jump over, get on with it.
Yeah.
No, he probably is like up there as, say, maybe the third best player in the world.
Yeah. Well, really? I'll probably put Mbappe above him already.
I'd put them par. I'd put them at level with each other.
He is a different mustard, though.
The thing is, Mbappe. The only reason I'd probably put, I don't know, no, Mbappe above Neymar because Neymar took that sidestep to an easier league. Thinking he could be the bigger fish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He was always going to be overshadowed.
All that talk about, oh, I want Coutinho to come play with me at Barcelona. Just hold fire 6 more months, mate, and he was there.
Yeah.
He's making his route to Real Madrid. It's like it's been mentioned fucking years ago. And he didn't have
the bollocks to do what Figo done and go from one to the other straight away because he would get fucking destroyed.
He would, but he's got to respect that when he goes there.
They're going to hold a grudge.
It's imminent he's going to fucking go, isn't it?
Let's be sooner honest. Or later.
I mean, what is Neymar? He's over 25, isn't he?
Neymar's 20.
Come on, Mr.
I did want to say he's 25.
I'm gonna have a quick little
24, 25.
Consult Mr. Google. Yeah. How old is Neymar?
Then you look at Mbappe's stats compared to Messi and Ronaldo, and it's ridiculous, mate. Like the goals.
Oh, he's born in 1992, so he's 26.
Come on, quick maths. What's that?
28.
Yeah. How'd you get 28? We're not 2020.
Oh no, you're right.
92.
Sorry.
We're 2018.
Oh yeah, okay.
So you've got to think if he thinks he's going to be the next
Ballon d'Or,
best player in the world, and that he's going to have
to get to Madrid fairly soon, isn't he? Really?
Yeah.
He's 26. He's not going to have long left. Whereas Ronaldo was there for what, 8-9 years.
Mm-hmm.
He went there young and he done the absolute business. So now he's like what 33. He's gone to Juventus.
I would say still bossing it, but they're struggling.
Yeah, but Neymar's going to have to take that.
They've won all their games, though, haven't they?
I thought they lost at the weekend. Did I not lose?
I don't understand how Benzema keeps getting a contract when no one keeps getting played.
He is the world beckers of the European leagues.
Like, let him go or play someone else. Buy someone else.
It's
scary when you go back to him back, when you look at how good that fella is. And he's...
Oh, he's terrifying,
he's a
mate.
Boy. He's 18 years old, whatever he is.
Yeah, literally.
And he's that good already.
He's unreal, mate.
Is he gonna be one of these that boils out, fizzles out too quick?
I don't think so.
Because you look at, Football Manager? Did you play a lot of Football Manager back in the day?
I'm just getting into it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like me and Martin were fucking religious on it. There's been lads back in the day, like your Curlons. Do you remember Curlon? Ever mentioned him?
No.
He was like a 17, 18-year-old Brazilian wonder kid, mate. He was the next big thing. Died of death, mate. Just disappeared off the face of the earth.
I don't see that with Mbappe.
No, because he's at a bigger club. He's at PSG. But where does he go from PSG?
He'll go to Madrid.
What, and yeah. Neymar?
They won't both go, but whoever goes, one of them is going to go there.
It depends where he sees being bigger.
Yeah.
Like, if Paris Saint-Germain go ahead and win the Champions League, that puts them in a different position to them what they are now. Like, that's going to give them a bit more power to keep hold of him and maybe get someone else in as well.
But then is the French league going to be Neymar. A challenge enough for him? This is what I'll let you finish, mate, so I'm interrupting.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, there's him, they've got Neymar. Like, if they can then get another big name in, he's just won the World Cup. All he's got to do is win the Champions League. That's the only thing he's got missing. If he gets the Champions League, he's won everything there, then is a Madrid an actually bigger move for him? Because he's winning stuff.
See, this is the thing about, like, the football leagues, right? Like, we know, like, say, like, the French league has got, what, two big teams in it?
Yeah.
If you include
Monaco.
So
we've got PSG and Monaco.
Yeah.
How many big teams has La Liga got in it?
Three, really? Yeah,
three.
Out of push, four. All right, we'll go
three.
Who
are you chucking in the fourth? Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, Sevilla, I suppose. Give them a shout.
They're not there or thereabouts.
You've got your four that push the three.
You've got Madrid who are close. Yeah.
You've got Sevilla who are your Tottenham. Okay.
So France, you got two. See, for me, I always see Lyon as a big team in France, but they don't get anywhere near anything anymore.
Yeah, they always have the decent players, but they, like you say, they don't. They're not your PSG.
But they're a team that don't reinforce the back. You know, like people say about the trouble that Liverpool have had with, oh, you haven't bought defenders, you haven't sorted the goalkeeper out. It's the same with a club like Lyon. They've got all of these attackers, but they don't invest in the defence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if I carry, like, the Italian league, big teams there, you've got Juventus.
Yeah.
Napoli are now a big team there.
I was going to say, they're constantly on the change, aren't they, the Italian league.
Like, Juventus has won the league the last few years, aren't they? They've been solid throughout, pretty much.
You could always go into Juventus, the two Milans.
Roma, Napoli.
Yeah, now you chuck your Romas, your Napolis amongst them.
Yeah.
So you've got about five.
Five
really.
There. But that's only in the last couple of years.
But then there's the potential for teams like Lazio as well to still cause an upset. You never know. It depends who they can get in.
That's it.
So now look at those, and now look at the Premier League.
So you're going to give Bayern Munich a shout. I'm not even saying Germany, just give Bayern Munich a shout.
Oh, no, yeah, fair.
But that's a change in league as well.
Yeah, but it's another thing. Is how competitive is it? If he wants to class himself as one of the best in the world,
then he needs to go
to a competitive league.
That's why I've always said Ronaldo's a better player because he's cut
yes,
in the
Dan.
Premier League.
Yes, yeah. Dan.
It's the best league in the world.
Yeah.
Most competitive because you've got your top six now. It's not a top four.
No.
It's a top six. Seven, if you want to include Leicester, just for the sake
right.
of...
Fucking it, right we do, mate.
Quarter-final Champions League as well. To see Hazard go to Real Madrid to play in Spain.
Mate, the way he's playing at the moment, he looks too good for the Premier League. But then...
But this is what I'm saying about competitive football.
Everyone knows he's good and he gets kicked to bits, but it'd be interesting to see how much different he would look playing in Spain to see how then what it's like for Messi. Because Messi's played against English teams, but it's a Champions League. It's a one-off thing. It's not
different.
Could he do
different
it every week? Look at the people that came over from Chelsea when Abramovich came, like Shevchenko, Crespo, and all
Shevchenko,
of them.
Shevchenko, he was 74 though, and what cost 33 million. He scored one good goal against Spurs.
This is what I mean. But he come from Milan, scoring off the back of like a 40-goal season. It's Premier League's hard, mate. Yeah,
you don't get a Ryan Shaw cross in every fucking league.
No, shit, mate.
Ask Aaron Ramsey.
Don't even get in the Premier League now. Whee!
There goes our one Stoke listener.
Bye, mate.
No, you're right. It's Premier League or bust. That's why I hold Ronaldo in higher accord than Messi.
Won the Premier League, and he won the Champions League whilst at a Premier League club.
There you go.
Right,
he's won the Euros.
Won the Euros Portugal. Off his own back, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, behave. He weren't even not playing in the final when the goal went in.
Yeah, but he was making the substitutions.
He was making substitutions.
Was his name Eder or something? Didn't he want to play for Swansea or something? The guy who scored the winner.
Doesn't matter. Ronaldo put him on.
Swansea fella. Made in the Premier League.
There you go.
He's in a Russian league now.
I was talking about that. Where's old... what's his face gone? Fella that flopped at Swansea. Next big thing.
What, Wilfred Bonny?
No, not him. Bayern Munich, Sanchez.
Well,
no, Sanchez.
He's back at Bayern Munich.
Is he?
Sanchez.
How's he doing?
Don't know.
Brilliant. There you go. That's the end of another career.
I am looking forward to
Swansea destroy.
It was the year
something.
Before that knackered that out for him.
I look forward to seeing how Coutinho gets
looking
on
the Pep,
as well.
Did he?
No. Well, that's it. But Pep weren't the one that brought him in.
No.
No, but he was being used the season before that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Where were we?
I was just going to say, I'd be interested to see how Coutinho does in Spain. I know he's had a fairly decent start, but going from the old, he's played in the Premier League, he's looked really good in the Premier League, to then see how he does out there.
Yeah. Okay. Just so Ronaldo's better than Messi, Mbappe's better than Neymar. Youngest Ballon d'Or winner was?
Igor Bishkan.
The genuine seriousness on your face was calling
Michael Owen. Was it Michael Owen? No, he was young when he won it.
No.
Nedved? Ronaldinho?
No, no.
Kaká?
No.
No.
I'm surprised that you're getting them all the names
Figo?
Right. No.
Eusebio?
No.
Going old school.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It wasn't Ronaldo. Messi, was it?
Nail it. One time, one name.
No idea, mate.
Ronaldo. All right. Not Cristiano, the original.
El Phenomenon.
Here's a question for
R9,
you.
R9, the best Ronaldo ever.
Who's the only goalkeeper to ever win the Ballon d'Or?
Oh, mate, I should be...
It's so easy to say Buffon, but it's probably not Buffon.
It's not Buffon.
Oliver Kahn.
See, the only reason I know that, I think I know this, and it's Leicester tied.
No, it's
is
not.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, fuck me.
I'll give you a clue.
I thought it was Banks or Shilton or something.
I'll give you a clue. He used to play with a flat cap on his head.
Oh, balmy.
Peter Belletti.
No.
Fuck me, going back some time.
Yeah, we're going back a while, mate.
Absolutely no idea.
No?
No.
Lev Yashin.
Oh!
Played for Dinamo Moscow all his career.
Nice.
Only goalkeeper to ever win the Ballon d'Or.
I think you had him in your fantasy team, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I'm having him in my FIFA team. That's the only reason
team,
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Read the bio card.
I remember seeing the Yashin
he's
on your team.
Still no Gabor Kauai playing in his pyjama bottoms.
Mate, that bloke's a legend. Don't take it away from him. Bloke's a legend.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, R9, Ronaldo, youngest player, 20 years old. Is Mbappe going to get there before him?
Oh.
He's got, what, 2 years? A year.
I hope
that's
not.
It, if you got that up, find out what club he was at. Was it Inter Milan or was it Inter Milan he was at when he won that then?
Nah, Barcelona, maybe.
He came from PSV
at Barcelona.
To Inter, didn't he? And then to Barcelona from Inter, wasn't it?
No, I think he went the other way.
Barcelona from PSV.
1 year at Barca, yeah. But he's got to be surely one of the only players who's played for both Barcelona and Madrid and they don't all hate him.
Yeah.
R9, whenever
possibly.
I mean, and was he one of the first players to have like a pair of boots named after him?
He had his own boots,
the R9.
And they were decent boots.
He was just so good.
Who was the oldest then?
Oldest winner?
Just while I'm going through this. I can't
the oldest player to win the Ballon d'Or?
Yeah.
Oh. It's going to be a defender, isn't it?
I'll give you that much. There you go. There's someone 1 point.
Fabio Cannavaro or
fucking
something.
2 points.
I'll take that. Thank
straight
you.
Off the
Jace.
Bat.
See you later, guys.
Yeah.
He's an icon in FIFA as well. Just putting it out there.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Right. Ronaldo first won it in 90. Did he win it back to back? He did.
Yeah.
Won it back to back years. 1996, Barcelona.
Oh, fair.
1997, won it at Inter Milan.
Okay.
There you go.
It was only a year out. I'll take that.
What a mantle. 1995, George Weir won it.
George Weir.
Fucking what a player he was, mate.
1996 comes second.
George Weir.
Fucking player.
He played for Liberia, age 51.
Fucking right.
I saw that on Sky Sports News earlier.
Fucking
he played for Liberia.
Bloody Noah.
Watch him play for AC Milan alongside Shevchenko, mate.
No.
God,
I remember his cousin though, who played for Southampton. Ali Dyer.
Oh, mate.
Epic.
There you go, right. Okay. Completely off topic. I think you've turned your mic off.
But yeah, one of my favourite players ever, though, is always going to be Ronaldo.
Who's that been off for?
David Beckham comes second in Ballon d'Or 2001.
Fair.
Like that. There you go.
Would have won it, but it was a posh bite.
Fucking Frank Lampard comes second in 2004. How the fuck did Frank Lampard come second?
Michael Owen. He won it, though, didn't he? Back in the day.
Go on, give me the year. When did Michael Owen win it?
Ooh. I'd say 99 or 2000. Maybe 2001.
No.
Was it later than that?
According to this, he didn't even fucking win it.
Michael Owen, didn't he not win it?
No.
Ballon d'Or?
Not in this, he didn't. Right, I'll go back to, where are we? 96, Ronaldo. 97, Ronaldo. 98, Zidane. 99, Rivaldo. 2000, Zidane. 2001, Figo. 2002, Ronaldo. Zidane, 2003. Ronaldinho, 2004. Ronaldinho, 2005. Cannavaro, Kaká, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi. So unless it was after 2009,
no,
Michael Owen didn't win it.
I don't know why I thought he won it.
Okay. Moving on to France. Paul Pogba. Let's just talk about that twat.
Poop.
Oh. Mind you, you're going to be biased because you're United, isn't you?
Yeah, he's a cunt.
I can speak about him as a neutral, can't I?
I can speak about him as a neutral. I don't like the bloke.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean, he scored a couple of decent goals for United, didn't he? But he doesn't get to stroll around and do everything he wants to like he did for Juventus.
But I watched... Who did they play Friday night? Germany.
France.
No, yeah, France, Germany, Friday night. He was shit in that.
Yeah.
Kante and Mbappe in that midfield, mate, he was non-existent and irrelevant.
Blaise Matuidi's still doing bits over him and he's about 47.
Exactly.
He is old. No,
you are pretty shit with ages.
I'm going to agree with you.
12. Take that.
I think he's what, 32, 33, Blaise Matuidi, and he still puts so much more effort than Pogba does.
Yeah.
He was awesome in the World Cup, wasn't he? Blaise Matuidi.
Yeah.
You look at the players that are around Pogba, and he just doesn't. People saying, "Oh, he's shit," and he put
quality around shit. I just.
You can't polish a turd, it's still a shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, do you know what I mean? The bloke has got talent. There's no doubt about that, but he's just so fucking arrogant about it.
Too focused on his haircuts and his emojis and whatever he does.
Kante, for example, at Leicester. He's done it at Leicester, done it at Chelsea, done it at France.
Yeah.
The bloke is the most humble fucker I've ever seen. They had to hand him the World Cup so he could have pictures taken with it because he didn't want to take it off anyone else.
He didn't want to ask.
And you think, fuck me down, how humble. And then you got Pogba fucking trying to nick the cunt.
There was a video of Kante the other day. It was a France squad and it was a new call-up when they were doing their initiation. And he was stood and they were sat around the table, obviously having after dinner. And he was stood next to Kante and everyone was clapping away, like cheering him. And Kante was sat there looking really shy and embarrassed, like he didn't know what to do.
That's it. He's the most humble bloke on the planet. And you just think, how can you play 10 times better than a twat that's paid 3 times more
than
you?
It's like Paul Scholes, though. He's like that. Never really see anything about him. He's just a very quiet, humble guy.
He ain't fucking quiet and humble anymore, mate. Since he retired, he come out and called everyone fucking useless.
when he was playing, though, you see him, he played for 90 minutes and that was it. Then he disappeared again. And then didn't see him again until the next game.
Oh, I'm just going to fill me wine up. Is Pogba not suited to the Premier League? Has he got to go elsewhere?
He's not suited to Man United at the minute.
Is he not suited to Mourinho?
No, not at all.
Is it club? Is it Mr. Neville? Mourinho or Man United?
Oof. It's Mourinho, I think.
The club's big enough for him. Fuck me, I just deafened myself.
I think it's Mourinho's changed over the last couple of years because when you signed Matic, he made Pogba look a different level.
Yeah, exactly. He freed him.
When you brought him in.
Yeah, freed him up.
And Pogba started strutting around and looking decent.
Yeah.
And then Mourinho's done something, changed it up, and now Pogba's back to looking shite again.
Yeah, but then you look at Mourinho's record at club level, and it's like 2 years after season three to third, gone. 2 years halfway through the third season, gone. So he makes his money, innit? All them bloody payouts he gets.
It cost us too much to get over.
So he's done. He's started his third season with United now, hasn't he?
That's it.
I guarantee you he's gone by January.
I fucking hope so.
Pochettino in. We called that last week. I said that.
We did say this. I
think he'd be there.
What's that?
Pochettino to Man United.
I
could see him being the one who goes there and then someone like an Eddie Howe going to Spurs.
Yeah, that's a fair shout.
Money.
But I wouldn't want to see either of them leave their clubs because of what they've done. And what they've changed for
what
their
they've
clubs.
Built.
Yeah, especially Eddie Howe. I know he does deserve another level of club.
He's already left once, though, didn't he? He left Bournemouth, went to Burnley. That didn't work out. I think he had a year away. And then
didn't have a deep enough voice.
Yeah. But then look what he did for him the second time round.
Yeah.
He's made him a settled Premier League team, hasn't he? Then Pochettino, I got a bit of aggro against Spurs because of what they said about us when we won the league that year. But what Pochettino has done, especially with the English players, is, for me, that's what the Premier League should be about. Not, you know, Tom, Dick and Harry from Italy, Netherlands, Saudi Arabia and all that. There should be a decent amount of English players in every single Premier League
or
team.
Or just decent English players.
Well, there's a difference between being in the team, being in the squad. Do you know what I mean? You Man City's, for example.
Yeah.
They'll bring in, and Chelsea's, they'll bring in the English players to get their quota.
Like drink water.
Drink water.
Oh, no, yeah.
There you go. But they won't ever fucking play.
No, and this is what I'm saying. They should have to play a minimum amount of English players
British.
Per game.
Let's say British.
Or British, yeah,
let's
sorry.
Go British.
So British players
sorry,
in their starting squad. Yeah, I'm not. Like, I don't mean to offend anyone, sorry.
It's only Andy Robertson. There's no one else British worth talking about. It's better to play in the Premier League.
Okay. I'm thinking.
Premier League,
Northern
yeah.
Irish. Well, Chris Brunt. No, he's not worth a mention.
I was thinking about Sean Maguire, but he's in the Championship.
Yeah.
I think.
So, yeah. English players and Robertson.
So, yeah. So
okay, yeah.
In my
all
opinion,
right.
There should be a minimum of, say, 5 in the starting 11 and the bench every game for every Premier League team.
In your 16. Like
How many you got to have in the squad, though?
16, because you have 5 subs. 11 and 5
yeah,
subs.
Yeah, no. How many English players you got to have in your squad?
Oh, they have to have a certain amount, don't
got,
they?
It's a squad of 25. You've got to have at least...
Yeah, isn't it? I think it's... Isn't it like 6 or 7?
It is 6.
But
I was going to say 6 or 7.
It's like a certain amount, which is not massive, but then
it's homegrown, isn't it?
Players as well, don't they? When they don't count. It's like for Liverpool, Alexander Arnold wouldn't count. It's one of our British-based players.
Yeah.
Currently, the Premier League allows a maximum of 17 non-homegrown players in each club, a squad size of 25. Do your maths.
8.
You've got to have... a minimum of 8 to play in the Premier League. In the English Premier League,
just in your squad. Those 8 plus 1 foreigner are missing out, and the teams are going with 16 foreign players for the match day 16.
Yeah.
But
then
like
you look
true.
At the Spanish League and the Bundesliga and the French League, like they're filled up with players from their home nations, isn't they?
Is that because all the best players want to come here because it's the best league in the world and prove themselves?
No, it's because...
I don't know. How many English players go abroad to play? Not including MLS where they go to retire. I mean, like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Jadon Sancho.
We've noticed they're starting to go Germany.
The youngsters.
Do you know what I mean?
Before
that,
but
I suppose you really had kind
held
of
back now.
Owen went, Beckham went.
Yeah, but that was a Galactico
that was a long time
thing.
Ago.
Yeah. That's a Galactico thing. That weren't.
Yeah, Owen kind of went and failed, didn't
they've,
he?
They've still gone abroad. Jonathan Woodgate, he went.
Steve McManaman.
McManaman. Yeah.
But that like, was all to. Was that a draw of money? Was that a draw of.
Joe Hart went on loan, but you had no choice for that one. But no one else has gone since.
Dude, he ended up at fucking Burnley. No, that weren't his choice.
But like since that era of the Galacticos of Beckham, McManaman, Owen, and so on.
Oh, did you just put Beckham and McManaman in the same bracket as a Galactico?
Was a different gravy. He was brilliant.
Yeah, he was almost mustard, mate.
Yep.
Fucking
but
gravy.
Like, do you know what I mean? No, like from that era of player who actually left to go to Madrid because Madrid wanted them.
Yeah.
Who I couldn't actually think of anyone.
Fucking Gravesen went there.
Thomas Gravesen, yeah. But like, I'm just saying.
He wasn't
like,
no fucking Galactico.
But since like the Premier League era where them players actually left the Premier League, no one else has gone.
No.
British.
That's all right. I just wanted a moment of silence to see if you could pick up the sound of my washing machine.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, worth noting.
Sat here, I can hear it right behind me. It's not picking up on the mic.
I know that we got it over here with, Jadon Sancho's left Man City to go to Dortmund, but no one really has seen him. He's not really proved himself.
No.
As of yet. But whereas a Beckham and a Noah.
Yeah, but that takes bollocks for a young'un to go. Do you know what?
Oh, yeah, but like.
There's a good chance. Because you look at him, you go, all right, he's in the same bracket as Foden. Foden's getting his minutes.
Yeah.
He's only got fucking 17, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He's not getting a lot of time. So Sancho's going, do you know what? I'm going to jump on my horse and I'm going to go. And he's getting more game time than he would at City.
Yeah, yeah, but like you take the youngsters out of it and look at well-established first England, say, in an England squad who are going to be there, like, say, Harry Kane. It's people like him that we should be looking at to be like, well, why not go to Real Madrid if they want you? Go and prove yourself. Like, the youngsters are doing it because they're going to get game time, and that's, like, let's say, tip your hat to them. But a Beckham went when he was well-established. He was like a yeah, global but that superstar at the yeah. time.
That bloke could have gone fucking anywhere.
Well, yeah, but he still left the Premier League, whereas no one else has.
No. Okay. Not in their prime yeah. playing. Do you know what I mean?
Like Scholes, like all the time there was talk that he could go to Barcelona.
Gerrard.
And like Gerrard probably. And like Wilshere.
Stop talking about Gerrard when Scholes is mentioned.
But like when they said like Wilshere, like
salty much.
Was it Xavi said, oh, Wilshere is someone who could play for Barcelona, but nothing ever comes of that.
No.
And then the only thing time recently is Harry Kane with Real Madrid.
But he don't want Real Madrid. He wants to go down the Lineker route. He wants to go to Barcelona.
Oof. Yeah, I know. But is he ever actually going to go?
No, because he's Tottenham through and through. But he's
is
got
he fuck? He come to us on loan. We said
say,
he was shit.
Everyone, Tottenham have mugged him off more than anyone else.
Yeah. He was a youngster.
Exactly. He got mugged off at Millwall, mugged off at Leicester, gone back to Tottenham, still won fuck all.
Yeah, do you hear that, Tottenham fans? Giving me shit down the street.
Only missed the Leicester, except for your dad in deal.
But
yeah, and what?
Hey,
shout
represent,
out
mate.
Shout out to me, mate, Tony as well.
Oh, Tunes, yeah. Fair play. But he ain't in deal anymore.
He's not.
There you go, then. You're only Mr. Leicester in deal.
He's still a fucking boy, isn't he?
There you go. Foxes for life.
Fucking right, mate.
Foxes biscuits.
Kiss that badge.
It's cute.
Yes.
I've got... It's... Do you know what I mean? Leicester, never... No, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I was going to say, never been a big club. You won the Premier League. More recent times than Liverpool.
Yeah, but yeah. Don't make it a big club, though.
But you're true to your art. You're true to your colours.
Right, mate. Yeah.
And I can only say, you know, Tuppy. You know, Tuppy.
The only Man City fan.
Adam
May. The only Man City fan in the last 20 years. He supported Man City when they were still shit.
Exactly. In his lifetime. I remember him getting fucking bullied at school for wearing a fucking Coventry shirt. No, it's not Coventry. Yeah. It's fucking Man City, mate. Who the fuck are Man City?
Well, mate, Keeler's the same, though. So I'll give him that.
So, yeah.
Adam May, the only Man City fan who knows what Main Road means.
Yeah, and it's not just the high street.
Yeah.
No, exactly. So fair play. Like, I was born to support United because my dad did. I'm not
He's
like,
the only
yeah.
Man City fan who knows who Uwe Rosler is.
Uwe Rosler bombed Old Trafford. Yeah, brilliant. No, his granddad did. Feed the goat. Yeah, your greatest player was Richard Dunn. Anyway, right, okay, that's enough Man City grilling. That's never enough Man City grilling. So we've gone Pogba, we've gone that. What do you want to talk about? What did you say? Highest transfer fees?
Yeah, record transfers, just because it's something that always like makes me laugh, because I'm pretty sure Newcastle's record transfer fee is still Michael Owen.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's naughty.
And that was less than 20 million.
Yeah, it was 17 million, and that was...
Like, I remember the chatting to Martin once, and I was saying, like...
2003?
Something like that, wasn't it? It was early days. Long time ago.
2003, 2005, I think. One or the other.
I remember saying to Martin, if Man City ever spent over 50 mil, and we couldn't think who it was, but they have. It was before Mahrez, but it was De Bruyne, 54 million.
Edison was as well.
Who?
Edison.
Oh, yeah, but like...
Was he 50 mil, was he?
This was...
Edison. Oh, was he 47?
But yeah, like...
He was close.
Yeah,
he had players like Aguero and stuff, and it's like, when all them kind of... It shows how stupid money's gone. Someone like Aguero was less than 50 million.
Because it came out in the press the other day, didn't it? Someone worked out on like all the fluctuations and price exchange rates and all that lot. Rio Ferdinand today...
Oh, that'd be worth stupid amounts.
United bought him for, what, 29.9 or something, Stu? Yeah. Just a shade under 30.
Yeah.
In today's market, it'd be 121 million. Which is still...
That fella was a Rolls Royce.
You look at that, 121 mil for Rio Ferdinand in his prime would still be a steal in today's market.
Like, in,
would
yeah,
he not?
Yeah, fair one, yeah.
Yeah.
In our era,
has there
been a better English centre-back than Rio Ferdinand?
Slabhead.
Fucking slabhead all day, mate.
Right. there you go.
That's Harry Maguire for
you.
You're
still a fucking absolute boy, don't know.
Right, you look at you put that in, those two in comparison. Rio Ferdinand, today's money, 121 million. United had £60 million declined by Leicester.
For Maguire.
Do you know what I mean? So, how old's Harry? 25?
He's like 24, 25. But he's just signed a new deal as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hashtag 2023. What a boy. Same as in Diddy.
So you got... I like that lad.
I know he didn't.
Diddy is incredible,
mate. I like that lad a lot.
Took us 3 years to sign him.
Well,
from Genk.
That's your own fault. But I like him. But that's what I'm saying. 120 million today's pennies for Rio Ferdinand, you would still probably pay that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Is there anyone else on the market today? Don't say Gomez, because I know you're going to go down
that
road.
No, I'm not going to say
Gomez. Is there, not necessarily English, but who's the world's best centre-back?
Everyone says Sergio Ramos, but he's good. He is very, very good. But I don't know who else. Like, there's not enough highlight. Mats Hummels was touted, but he's had a few injuries. You've got Thiago Silva at PSG.
Old.
He's a very good... But yeah, he's in his early 30s.
Umtiti.
Same with Umtiti. He's a really good player. Varane.
It's hard. It's hard to say, right? Because we... This Van is Dijk, another thing.
I know it's different, but I'm not... It's not a Liverpool thing, but Van Dijk is a very good centre-back.
Neustam. This is what we're saying about the Premier League. The other leagues don't get the highlights... Over here.
No.
Do you know what I mean? The Premier League goes all the way around the world. We know this because Ireland get it, America get it. You watch whatever fucking game you want at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All
and
the
we get
the
match
world,
of the day at
the
half
first
10.
Country says was Ireland.
Yeah, but I know that they get the Premier League shown because you can watch
it. You should
it.
Have said Australia or anything, but Ireland.
Yeah.
It's closest to home, mate. Plus, I know you can stream.
Wales.
You can stream it from Northern Ireland. It's not that I've done it, but you can. But you, do you know what I mean? You can get the Premier League when you want it, wherever you want it, except for the fucking country that actually plays it.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Oh, no,
but then,
money. It's money.
We get like crap like ITV4 and you can watch Bundesliga highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get the airtime it should do, so you don't get to see the better players unless your club gets linked with them.
But is that
you go on YouTube and go?
Is that because it's a money thing to do with like your Skys and your BTs and stuff?
Was this the West Brom moment? Sorry,
yeah,
it was
Drew.
Drew 2-0 with West Brom and you celebrated it like a bunch of twats.
We had Benteke. Oh dear.
Oh, that can.
I do fucking love you.
But going to like football highlights, is that because of money? Like,
of course, it's Sky that dictates.
Skys and
BTs watch.
And stuff. Like, I don't know how it works in France and Germany and stuff and whatever. But you have to pay for literally everything over in it. It's ridiculous. Like, even like the FA Cup and all that kind of stuff is leaving BBC and ITV and whatnot and Champions League.
Okay.
The Champions League, I was a bit upset
about. The Champions
about?
League on ITV.
Yeah.
Leave it on ITV. I don't give a shit if you like Coronation Street. You can jog on.
It's 1 night a week. EastEnders ain't on
League,
on a Wednesday.
Like,
fucking put
football.
On BBC. Fuck
it. Yeah. Or leave the FA Cup on BBC. Like, just leave it.
That's like a national
why
thing anyway on the BBC, isn't it?
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is. I remember watching it with my granddad and it'd be on BBC.
Yeah.
Go around there. But
why should we have to pay £40 a month to have BT Sports just to watch the FA Cup?
Yeah,
a couple of games.
It's
Champions. What's Sky Sports is what, £20 a month, £28 a month or something?
Just for sports.
Fuck,
yeah.
I don't want to watch golf and I don't want to watch the Grand Prix. I know you like your motor racing, Matt, but I don't want
to
watch all that.
I'm Channel 4 anyway.
I like motor boating.
Fuck it on you, mate. Definitely.
Hey.
But yeah, you shouldn't have to be paying. And they're wondering why people are wondering why. Oh yeah, they're streaming everything. Fucking right, you don't have to pay for fuck all.
Yeah.
You pay for your internet. You stream it. Don't be charging. Satanta Sports. Holy fuckball, showing your age, mate. Don't be pricing the fans out of football.
I know. No. Like, I remember reading
Lords
once.
Of Match of the Day as well, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, love match of the day.
20 past 10.
Yeah.
That
good old Gary.
You could buy a Bayern Munich season ticket.
No, this is still
less
true.
Less than what you could buy an Arsenal home game ticket.
No, it's not that. It was.
That's what I read. It was an Arsenal home game ticket at the Emirates was more.
Oh,
than the cheapest Bayern Munich season ticket.
Oh no. What I read was you can buy a Borussia. Oh no, it's Borussia Dortmund season ticket and the travel to every home game. For cheaper than an Arsenal season ticket.
That's not surprising.
Do you know what I mean? Is it?
It's like...
That's ridiculous. So you can get a flight to Dortmund
like,
and
hardly
back.
Hardly anyone turns up, do they? Just watches the game, goes home. They're going to have a pie and a beer, probably hit the shop, buy a programme, and you travel. So before you know
it's a day out, isn't it?
It's a lot of money before you even buy your ticket. Like, let alone then having to pay like well over like 150 quid to nearly £200 for a ticket to watch Arsenal.
It's a nice stadium.
But end of the day, it's just at the Emirates. It's the
I'll throw it out there for our US listeners. Like the NFL, you're going this year with me.
Oh, nice.
There's Oh, it's a ticket available for another game, not with us.
Football.
Uh-huh. It's
football.
Their prices out there. Our ticket. We've got our season tickets, and Joey's got his friends from Jacksonville, whatever. They've just gone on sale for £250 a ticket to Jacksonville vans out in America. And Joey went, oh, you can have ours for £50 each. His face value for what we've paid for them is £50. They're being told they've got to pay £250 for them, and then they get their flights out here. Do you know what I mean? It's for some of them, it's cheaper to get a flight over here than it is for them to go in America. And that fucking...
How much is it just in, like, say, dollars, whatever, for them to go to Jacksonville Stadium and watch a game out there?
£250.
Blimey.
Fucking hell.
But I'm like...
It's just NFL.
But like, we were talking to some Raiders fans last year when we went up. They arrived Sunday morning.
They were right in London.
They arrived Sunday morning for the game, and they were flying home Sunday night.
Shazer.
So they flew 9 hours over here, or whatever it is, watched the game for 3-4 hours, and flew home. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He went, because it's cheaper for us to do it. It'll probably be one of the only games we'll watch this year.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And it's cheaper for them to fly over
here.
You've got
problems as an American NFL fan when you look forward to the fact there's games in London, because it's cheaper than walking up the, like, 10 minutes of the road to the nearest stadium.
Oh, yeah, it might be different for local teams, but if you want to follow your team across country, it's easier and quicker to come to London. I'm like, that's fucking mental.
But then, like, when you look at, like, I don't know, like that Odell Beckham Jr., I can't remember how many millions it was, but it's like something like, I don't know if it was over 100 million or not, but he just signed a ridiculous amount of money for the new deal.
Oh, mate, for the Giants. People moan, like, for over it. Like, my missus being like, oh, I don't want to fucking watch him, he's paid too much. You look at the fucking money them fuckers get, mate.
Like, I know
they are, because I know nothing about America.
Oh, mate,
like, don't get me wrong, I know America's massive. But if you're paying your top wide receiver stupid amounts of millions every year, chuck on a free coach. Or like 10 free coaches and bust all your fans down. Be like,
a lot of them do on Thursday.
The game's on Saturday.
A lot of the players do. They do more for them.
They bloody well should as
well. But it's their contracts are different. Do you know what I mean? There's free agents and stuff like that. But they
so what about if we take a weekly salary, so Pogba gets what, $300,000 a week.
I know they look
poor compared to an NFL player.
So this is what I mean. So
it's weird because I don't want to say this because I'm going to fuck it up in front of all the American listeners. But Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for Packers. Green Bay Packers, he's just signed a new $105 million contract, which is, I think, a 3-year deal. So that's $35 million a year.
That's fucking crazy, isn't it?
But he gets something like $86 million guaranteed. Everything else on top of that is performance based.
Right, and I suppose he's on sponsorship and
he'll be on his adverts and all that lot. So $105 million, he's been given $86 million. If he breaks his leg tomorrow and he's out for the rest of his career,
still got $86 million.
He'll get $86 million guaranteed money. he got injured in the first game.
Really?
20 minutes in, he was fucked. Granted, he come back, they were 23-0 down. No, 20-0 down.
Come back and they win, didn't they?
They come back and won 24-23. But he went off in the 20th minute, mate. Their purpose must have been going 5p, 50p. Like, we've just given that cunt $86 million and he's fucked. Yeah. But he come back, changed the game. Yeah. But that's NFL for you, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but they do make stupid money. Like, I follow the Rams, LA Rams. Aaron Donald, arguably the best defensive lineman in the league, and he was holding out and holding out and holding out. Everyone knows quarterbacks get the most money because they're the captains, they're the leaders, they're what drives everyone on.
Yeah.
He turned around and went, I want to say money is him. No, you don't do that. No, we fucking pay him anyway. So he's on stupid money as well. And he's not... He's like Jay said, your wide receivers, your running backs, your quarterbacks are the names. They're your franchise people.
Yeah. They're the ones that sell the shirts, basically.
Kylian Mbappé, he would be a wide receiver. He's really quick.
That's it.
He runs in a straight line, turn around, catches the ball. That's him. I just earned $1 million.
That's it.
Job done.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that's it. Your Sergio, your Ramoses, your Van Dijk, they don't sell the shirts, but they do the job.
Yeah.
So this is what's Donald's turned around gone, well, hold on, I'll do the job. Pay me.
Yeah, fair.
So it was a pay me moment.
Like, yeah. he's stopping his quarterback having the shit kicked out of him every game.
Oh, mate, yeah, if you see the size of some of them cunts, mate, like, we played against one on Sunday, didn't we? That fucking lump up top.
Oh, he was crazy. He made me look skinny and like...
Honest to God,
I look like an anorexic dwarf. No offence to anyone who's an anorexic dwarf. But I look ridiculous compared to this dude.
This bloke, massive. He must have been easily 6'7". He's gone through the other centre-back, landed on him. There's an imprint on the floor. He's like, sorry,
like,
mate.
No, the old, I'm 18 stone. Someone who's been murdered.
Yeah, 18 stone.
He was just squashed into the mud, yeah.
Brandon, you all right? You'll be all right, mate. Oh, run it off.
We had to put the...
pull him out.
Football pump up his ass and reinflate him.
But then, if he goes out to America, he's a superstar. He'll be a fucking defensive lineman. But that's enough talk about America. I want to talk about football. Proper soccer.
It's coming then.
Does Kane need a rest? Sky Sports News. Oh, fuck.
No, he needs to put his fucking finger out.
There we go. That's what we want to hear.
Oh, no, let's leave him alone because he scored in August.
Yeah. Well, fucking twice.
Joke. Everyone scored against United in August.
He's not scored
August.
In September yet, was he?
That's
it. Change months.
Yeah.
All right, go on then. So, I've got it up here. Arsenal's record transfer signing.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Ozil.
Work the way down the list. Keep going. It was Ozil at one point, and then it was Lacazette, and now it's someone else.
Probably Aubameyang.
Boom. There you go, 55 mil.
That's obvious, wasn't it? Shit.
So, yeah.
How much was Ozil then? 47?
No, because Lacazette was 45.
Really?
And then he was their transfer site record.
Okay. Go on,
then. Bournemouth.
Oh, fucking hell. Jesus. I don't know.
He's
Lewis Cook
is a defender.
I'm going to go for Nathan Aké.
Boom. Two for two, this lad.
That's 20
mil.
Lad.
20 million. Not really funny. He was never worth 20 mil. Chelsea ripped them off saying,
come on. Yeah, but then it's the buyout, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Brighton.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Lacada.
He's free for free. 14 mil.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Burnley. No pressure.
Mate, I don't know them all.
Mate, the fact that he got three is pretty decent.
Burnley?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Burnley.
Joe Hart?
Nope.
No, it's not going to be Joe Hart.
Oh, no, he's on... No, he
they
bought
no,
him,
no,
didn't
they? Bought him, but it was only about 5 million, wasn't it?
Didn't Man City give Burnley money to take him?
Fuck it, I would have.
That Tarkowski?
No, it wouldn't be Tarkowski. It's going to be...
Everyone's favourite bit of fruit.
Banana?
No. Is it Kiwi?
Nah.
Striker from Leeds.
Oh, Chris Wood.
Chris Wood, 15 mil.
He's another Leicester boy.
It's not a lot, is it? 15 million. Shows Cardiff, here we go. This is a good one.
Bollocks, Cardiff. That don't count.
Cardiff. It's from 2013.
No, it don't count.
Fucking hell.
11 million.
Oh, what about... Oh, I'm gonna have a... See that Stephen Corker or someone like that?
No, that'd be shocking if it was though, wouldn't it? Stephen Corker.
I'll be honest. I'm sorry, Cardiff fans. I'm just trying to remember players who
Gary Medel.
Yeah, I can't even.
Fucking hell, did he play for Cardiff?
Yeah.
Guess where he is now?
Was it Leicester?
Come to Besiktas.
Chelsea.
Oh, cool. Mate.
That could be fucking anyone, couldn't it?
I don't know. I want to chuck out and say Shevchenko.
No. No, he's only 30 million. They spent loads more than that.
I'm going to... Oh, Kante.
Nope.
No. David Luiz.
Nope.
Oh. Price Islands. Is it... No, it's going to be a fucking flop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be Morata then.
Yep.
Is it? How much is it?
60 million.
Oh, of course it was. Me. Yeah.
Going in Palace.
Zaha.
Nope.
Benteke,
yeah,
32 million.
27 mil.
I thought you said 32.
27. I think we signed him for 32.
Oh, you signed him for 32. My bad.
But Everton, this isn't updated though because...
Ricarlison.
No.
Well, it updated. Is.
It is now, yeah, but this still says Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson, 45.
Yeah.
Fulham. See, they've broken there still.
Seri.
This is old.
It's got to be Seri, isn't it?
Fuck you, Google. This is
fuck you, Google. You've got nothing.
I'm going to use someone else.
Fuck you, TalkSport, because this is on their link as well. And this still says Mitroglou from Olympiakos, 12.4.
Jesus,
but they've got Siri in a couple of hours.
Fucking hell, he's at Marseille now, doing absolutely fuck all.
Yeah, well, Mr. Knowledge. Huddersfield can't be that wrong. Terence Kongolo, 17.5 mil.
Ooh.
Massive boat.
Yeah. See, me and Matt were chatting just now, and he's already pulled out Leicester's. Islam Slimani.
Yeah.
Oof, that's a shitter.
Liverpool's
that
is
not a massive shitter, mate.
Liverpool's is an obvious one.
Van Dijk.
Yep. Man City's. Ah, see, this is Mahrez. Well, it's now Mahrez, but this still says Laporte.
Oh, I thought it was De Bruyne.
That's so it was updated January then.
How much was Laporte then?
57 mil. Not bad for a guy who's not got one France cap, as you've pointed out before.
Thank you.
Yeah, fair.
Man United's.
Pogba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jokers. Newcastle's.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen.
16 million.
Fucking hell. 2003?
2006.
Oh, fucking yeah. Hell. Miles out.
Southampton's.
Ooh.
Saints.
I wouldn't have known this. Even though, what's really bad is...
Is it Stefan Bufal?
Nah, but...
I was going to say Tadic.
They've got this fella's name and who it is, and then they've got a picture of Bufal.
Oh.
So that's terrible. So,
technically,
again,
Matt was right.
Fuck you, Google says talk sport.
Yeah.
It was.
I'll have an extra point.
Guido Carrillo from Monaco, 19 mil.
Pass.
Exactly. No wonder they put a picture of Bufal in there.
No one's heard of him.
Spurs.
Ooh.
It's the only decent Sanchez in the league.
Davison.
Yeah, 42 million.
Bit harsh.
He was linked with a couple of big teams, wasn't he, as well?
Saying
he's supposed to be a wonder kid.
No,
he?
But I mean, like, he was linked with United and stuff.
Yeah.
And okay. He was what? He's 22, 23? Watford's.
Will Hughes from Derby.
No.
Andre Gray.
Boom.
Oh, man, you're losing his shit.
And he was only 18 and a half mil. West Ham's. See, theirs has changed now, but this says Arnautovic.
That's what I was going to say, Arnautovic.
No, it's not Milenko. Though, Anderson.
Oh, yeah, he cost a Yarmolenko.
Jesus.
Sorry, FIFA joke.
Wow. I really hope this one's not wrong and not updated, but Wolves.
God, Wolves.
See, that'll be neat, because they've got all their players for next to nothing.
Yeah.
That is going to be Choré.
No.
Adamian Choré, no?
No, it doesn't say him.
Who?
Ruben Neves. 15.8 million.
Yeah, probably right. No,
that lad is a baller as well.
What a player though.
15.8 million.
That'll probably be right still.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because
they got Patricio for nothing. Rui Patricio, sorry.
Yeah.
Moutinho was like 7 million.
Wasn't five, wasn't he?
5.5.
Yeah, 5.5.
And a player as well though. Do you know what I mean?
Baller.
He is. And Adama Traore, he wouldn't have cost too much.
I think
he's the one who come from Borough.
He is their record signing though, isn't he? Adama Traore.
He is, for about 19 million.
Yeah. Oh, dear, I'm just looking at shit with Tony Adams.
Oh, mate. Oh, that bloke's a beast.
That was like me tonight, coach, managing.
When he was doing his dancing during a training for Real Sociedad, whoever it was he was coaching.
Well, I'm going to go through what Martin sent to people now. Oh, fucking hell, where have I gone with this shit? Shit.
Look at him, what a fucking boy.
He's tripping on acid tabs and sangria, that fella.
Yeah, really. We
loved that.
Although, my favourite memory of Tony Adams is that goal against Everton, was it, when they won the league? And he went bursting through. And Steve Bould dinked it over everyone and he just volleyed it with his left peg.
Out of nowhere.
That was quality, that.
Hold on, Mike.
He come for a tough time, didn't he?
Martin's message, a load of chaps. Joshua, I can't even pronounce your surname, you know how you are. When Liverpool and Man City go face-to-face, who do you think will come out on top?
Oof.
That's a tough one.
I think it just depends on the day. Like, we've done them 3 times last year, but then they done us as well. So we were down to 10 men.
Brilliant answer, thanks for that.
On current form, I'm going to go Liverpool.
Current form, I'll go current form.
On current form, Liverpool.
Okay, sweet. First one done. All right. Do you think it will be 5 out of 5 for Chelsea this weekend against Cardiff?
Yep. That's all day, every day.
Yeah.
4-0 win.
That's a fucking given.
At least.
Oh, slapped your yokel, my mate from down under. Mate, it's going to be tough. Everton, are they going to beat West Ham at the weekend?
Everton going to beat West Ham?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
West Ham are due something to click.
Yeah, exactly.
Because against Arsenal, they look good. And we said that last week. Oh, they look decent.
Yeah.
But then against Wolves, they look poor.
I'm going to go for a West Ham win.
So Nick says, mate, it's going to be tough. Everton, decent team. Are they unbeatable?
But then if you've got Richarlison on the left up against Zabaleta.
Oh, that's going to be a raping.
No, he's got red card. He'll be banned.
Is he still banned?
this will be his third game.
Played a league. They haven't played a league game since he got carded, have they?
Yeah, they played.
If he's still
last
banned,
weekend.
If
he
he's still banned,
last week, did he? He was sent off the week before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
yes, we can beat them. On current form, no. We'd struggle to beat Dover. Brilliant. He's only been over here once to see us, and he knows Dover.
Should apologise to Dover.
Mate, they ain't they got 1 point from fucking five games or something.
It's more than West Ham I got.
Brutal. On current form, for fuck's sake. We just need a rub of the green. Play similar to how we did against Arsenal and put away our chances. We have talent, but we can't wait until December to gel. Then we are in the same spot as last season. It's a tough one, but I predict a 1-0 lucky win. Antonio with a banging header from 90th minute. Nick, you're smoking crack. Do you think Arsenal will be effective and successful against an ultra-defensive Newcastle?
Yep.
Maybe. I've not seen enough consistency from Arsenal yet.
As much as I like Jamel Lascelles, I can see Aubameyang doing the business and just tearing him a new one.
Okay. I think it's going to be this is from Gunnerballs. Original. I think it's going to be another scrappy, unconvincing game.
Wonder Esports.
Hoping our attack is too much for their defence and our defence is just enough to hold out.
I want to see Newcastle go for it, though.
Although I'd love to see him open up a bit.
Yeah.
Mustafi did score a banging header the other week, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can't defend for shit.
True.
No.
Joe Smith, I think he's the young lad that really shouldn't be listening to this potty mouth cunt talk.
yeah, he looks at his telly and it says, "See, BB, stop working."
Oh, that's harsh. Leave the lad alone. Do you have enough up top to score against Kane? He's another Arsenal fan.
Can't hear the question, Mumbles.
Go back.
No, it's because I'm not actually giving it a question. Oh, okay. I was just babbling to myself. Do you have enough up top to score and enough at the back to cope with the counter? He's an Arsenal fan against Newcastle.
I thought he was on about saying welfare. Yeah, we do. 2-1-2. Boom. Scoring goals, not conceding many. Next question.
Moving on. Our goalkeeper's awesome, I know. Arsenal will win 2-1. We'll concede on the counter. 2-1? We'll dominate possession and we win comfortably. 2-1's not comfortable.
Is that from an Arsenal fan?
Yeah.
Only saying 2-1. I think us three have got more faith in Arsenal than what their own fans have.
I've got more goals than me than Arsenal.
Probably.
Jesus, what's this all? Oh, I don't even know the question to this. I've just got a massive essay from Bailey Golding.
Skip it then.
Thanks for checking out.
Read every sixth word.
Every sixth word? No,
we'll put a sentence together. That
will take me longer to count it. I think it's going to be a hard. Oh, he's got to be a Liverpool fan.
Oh, all right, read it all out.
Fuck your six words.
Yeah.
I think going into a hard one like this, oh yeah, because you've got a shit run of fixtures.
We've got Spurs, yeah.
PSG, Chelsea, City, yeah, all right.
Napoli.
All right. I think going into a hard one like this, 100% challenge Liverpool. I think Liverpool is now even more capable of winning matches as they have such a boost on their bench, such as the likes of Shaqiri, Fabinho, if he can talk English. Thank you, Matt.
It's okay, mate.
Now added to squad, it'll be tough, but I think they can go through with max points. Oh, mate, I think you're talking shit there. PSG at home, I reckon they'll win. Chelsea will be tough. Draw or win versus Spurs. Well, you ain't going to say you're going to lose, are you? And a win against City.
We are going to lose a couple of those games.
A lot of Liverpool fans smoke crack. This one's a big one. Reds are more than capable of winning the league this year. This is your year if you want to take your chances.
Oh, more than any other fucking year. More it than will be any our year, the year that we actually do it and win the fucking thing. Until then, it's not our year.
How does it feel to lift the trophy, Matt? In your lifetime,
he never lifted it.
Nah, Leicester have though.
The only thing he lifts your toilet seat when he has a piss.
Mate, that's heavy and it's broken.
That's called fucking manners, mate.
True fucking gentleman.
Yeah.
He don't fucking clog the sink with a shit.
I don't shit in your sinks, I mean, either.
We've got one of the best lineups in the world at the moment. I'd like to say we've got the best manager.
Is that still that muggy Liverpool fan?
Mate, you said it, not
mate. Mate, you put your fucking crack pipe down, son. You're chatting.
I'll tell you what, I will. With the manager side of it, I do rate Jurgen Klopp.
I rate him. He is quality. He's up there as one of the best.
But he's had his teeth done, though, hasn't he? In the world.
I don't give a fuck, mate. He's just a boy.
Fuck off.
Reckon they've been done?
Are you serious?
You ever seen that episode of Friends?
They're not that.
With Ross.
Yeah.
When
That's where he went.
I don't think... Are his teeth that white?
Yes, mate.
Because when he joined, they were on fucking different fucking postcodes, let alone fucking white.
Yeah, no, but then you look at Firmino and that fucker's teeth have been done.
They went together, blatant.
Do you reckon?
Yeah for sure.
Notes, didn't
I'm not even like, being funny.
Like, loyalty vouchers or something. Jürgen.
Yeah.
Bring your player, your manager, get one for free.
Yeah. Recommend a friend.
And like, if this old Fabinho not speaking English thing's true.
Like, I don't know if it's true, that's what I've
heard.
That's
got to be absolute horse poop, because how many fucking players can't hold a press conference because
of English? I ain't being funny. Who's the...
You're playing football.
Who's the manager that has to have his assistant interpret for him?
Well, that was Pochettino, and that was Sarri when he joined, but...
No, there's another one. What, in the Premier League. In the Premier League, there's someone that has his interpreter.
What, now?
Yeah. There's someone in the Premier... Because I saw a match of the day the other week. He stands there and he interprets
Emery.
For him.
Is it you, not Emery?
No, it's not.
He speaks English.
No. Huddersfield? No, it's not Huddersfield. There's someone in the Premier League that has his interpreter there.
I don't know. Tell the fans to comment on it when they know.
Is it Sean Dyche because his voice is too low?
No one understands the fucker.
Like, just sounds like too much bass.
Well, yeah, I don't really know. And
Tottenham fan, how do you think Spurs will get on against Liverpool lunchtime on Saturday? Martin's got fucking far too much time on his hands.
It's going to be
one of
those
games. And charges his phone a lot because he at 7:10 at night he's got 98% battery.
Blimey!
Depends. You go first.
I think it depends who turns up on the day. Like what team turns up.
Well, it's going to be Spurs and Liverpool, isn't it?
Sarcastic fuck.
He's had half a pint of wine and he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. I love the fact that we're talking about wine in pint glasses. Fantastic. Steph Chirando, thanks for getting in touch. Great, I think Spurs 3-1 on paper and form it might be crazy, but if you look at past history, Liverpool haven't been too good at Wembley. It's because they never fucking get there.
Okay, how good has Spurs been so far this season? I've not seen any incredible football from them.
They beat United 3-0. Let's be honest, Brighton beat United. Whereas it ain't
Liverpool,
something to be jumping about.
Different gravy against West Ham, but then looking at it now, after a few games in, that weren't hard. It was West Ham a shit. And we've not played as well since that game.
Mm.
It's going to be one of them games, I think.
Take what you can.
A good game. You were fucking lucky against us. I ain't even just saying that. You were. Even the stats prove it. Fucking 70% possession all game and that. More shots on target. On goal. You got lucky, mate. But then, to be fair, we only scored because your keeper thought he was fucking Neymar, didn't he?
Stat that matters.
Boom. Yeah. What, Alisson fucked up. That's a good stat. I like
You've
it.
Got to See, admit, we deserved at least a draw out of that game.
Everyone
Second half
we
played
that.
Well. But I think the thing that killed you boys is allowing... Was it marking Firmino for his header?
Yeah, he didn't follow him. No.
You don't put...
But he's a young one, isn't he? How old's Madison?
He's 21, 22 or something.
Firmino's not a little fella. Like, he's at least 6 foot. He puts himself about. You stick someone on him who's going to keep him quiet.
Yeah. Like a Jason Killip, yeah?
Yeah, like, why not?
Boutar. You know what I mean? I know that.
I kept Lurch quiet last week. He didn't score.
Hey, he was shit with his head, though, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. But
he won one header. And that went wide.
Exactly. Miles wide. But do you know what I mean? Like, if they keep...
He had one shot on target, I think, to keep it saved.
If you have,
say, Slabhead
marking Firmino that corner, he doesn't win it.
But he'd have been marking Virgil because of the height and that, wouldn't he?
Oh, but like you said...
But do Leicester...
on the post?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
That fella knocks that clear and job
that
done.
Should, to be fair, that should be Chilwell's position.
Do it. Are Leicester a man-marking team or are they a zonal?
Man-marking.
I prefer man marking. I don't like this.
We're supposed
bullshit.
To be
because mark space. Yeah. Like
I don't like zonal. I don't agree with zonal marking.
What makes me laugh. Like when we played on Sunday, I was marking their forward
Lurch,
but I gave him about a metre gap between me and him because
but that was only his fucking wingspan.
Yeah, but like if I'm stood right next to him, the way I see it is if he makes a move,
he's
then,
quicker than
then,
you.
Then straight away he's ahead of me.
Yeah, of course he is.
But if I step inside a metre, give him. He's got to come towards me, then that gives me time to act his movement, and then I'm with him. Like, you can't be stood touch tight to him all the time. And the amount of players in our team that were like, well, who's marking him? And it's like, well, I am. He's going to come towards me, then I'm going to go, and that's it, job done.
Oh, I'll come out and claim it and clear it anyway. Yeah, it was sweet.
If you were scouts, the only thing you would claim is a fucking gyro.
Oi! Couple of fucking hubcaps on the way home. Fucking hell.
Oh, Jonathan Woodgate. Look at that. I think a beauty. He must have the best debut in football history.
Oh.
Jonathan Woodgate scored an own goal and got sent off Real Madrid.
It don't get better than that, does it?
No.
It's up there. It's up there with the fuck. How the fuck he signed for Real Madrid anyway?
To be fair, if he'd have stayed fit, he was.
Anyway,
we've kind of
just jumped on to. Yeah, we're watching the telly now. we haven't just come out of nowhere watching. Oh, yeah, Jonathan Woodgate, brilliant. It's great, a great finish.
Great header.
He's literally got no reason to put his fucking bonce on that.
I thought he was going to run up and kick him then.
It's that fucking shit haircut he's got trying to look Spanish.
Look at fucking Chrissy's top, mate. As much as he's a brilliant lad, his shirt don't fit him. Buttons are popping open.
Yeah, but he's a fucking boy, mate.
He's funny as fuck.
Ramesh Ranganathan. You've been watching the League of Their Own.
Yes, mate.
Oh, epic. Great challenge.
Look at that challenge.
That's a Premier League challenge.
There you go. Ryan Shawcross, eat your heart out.
They never fucking said nothing like that, have they, them Spaniards?
If Ryan Shawcross played in the league, everyone would die.
Well, that's a booking. You're having a laugh.
It's a Tarjeta Amarilla.
He'd be what I call Hector the Toe Collector.
It's quite it.
There's fucking many of them, mate.
You got to be looking at your FIFA comments.
Mexican for
that's a FIFA comment. For more of them, I think he's on Twitch at Aggie Matt.
You'll learn my catchphrases. Fucking come watch.
Jonathan Woodgate played in the same team as Rabin and Roberto Carlos. I am done for the day. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Literally on that note, should we just leave it there? Jonathan Woodgate getting sent off is the highlight of the night.
He played with Roberto Carlos.
You can't get over that, mate, can you? Look at
him. Jonathan Woodgate played with a fella who scored a free kick that went so far wide it was unreal.
And then come back just as quick. Yeah. What's this? Man United at home. Ashley Young.
Oh, he's got Burchett in his mouth.
Burchett, yeah. Ashley Young playing left back was the laughing point of this.
And he reckons it wasn't Burchett, but that clearly was.
Of course it's fucking Burchett. What else is it going to be? I don't know who you are.
Mate.
It's Burchett.
Someone from the crowd for a paper airplane with chewing gum on it or something.
Oh. That's Burchett. Oh, all day, every day. Boom! That's fucking unlucky.
It's not a visual thing, but shite me, that is disgusting.
Shite me right in the mouth. That's unreal. That's fucking unlucky.
Shout out to the cameraman who fucking caught that.
Yeah, but that was back in the day. The old fan zone. No, what was it? Player cam. Do you
player
remember
cam.
Red
yeah.
On the game.
You don't get that anymore. But cameramen don't get enough respect. I don't think some of the things they
fucking
catch.
Do you know what I mean? You can send that into you being framed every week and earn a living off that one video.
You know what? I can't even remember what we were chatting about before we got distracted by the telly.
Questions from the
peoples. Martin's a little input for the night.
Oh,
he's spitting it out.
Bird shit in the mouth now.
But yeah, Liverpool Spurs, I think
that's what
we've
got to do. Well done. Weekend fixtures. Martin will fucking castrate me if I don't do that.
It's going to be one of them that just depends on the game, I think.
Should we do predictions? Let's do predictions then. Oh, we got. Are they the same? Yeah, they're good.
Of course they're the same. It's the fucking weekend's fixtures, Dan.
Well, different apps, different shit, innit? Right, Tottenham, Liverpool, call it. I'm going draw.
Liverpool.
Oh. Away.
I should just say Liverpool because I'm a Liverpool fan, but I can see it being 2-2.
Draw, sweet. Bournemouth, Leicester.
Leicester win.
Leicester.
10-0. Slabhead hat trick.
Leicester 3-1. Josh King will score the Bournemouth goal. Penalty?
Yeah.
Slabhead
give it away?
No, it'd probably be fucking Wes Morgan.
Being DD.
Captain Morgan. Chelsea Cardiff. That's a stupid
Cardiff.
Fucking point.
Yeah. Fuck off, Chelsea.
I like this.
Neil Warnock's just going to run on the pitch and drop kick as I'm in the face.
Yeah. I'll take one for the team, boys. Fuck it.
It's Chelsea.
Seri puts his fucking fag out on Warnock's face.
I love that. I love the fact he watches a game. He's got a fag butt he puts in his mouth.
He chews an unused fag butt.
What
dirty
a geezer.
Huddersfield Palace should be a Palace.
I'm going to go Huddersfield for that.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, draw.
Oh, okay. I was going to go Palace, so we'll go a three-way tie on that. Sweet.
No, this is a lot of fate. You said we're going to go three-way.
Boom. Bigger boys.
Little kid's not listening.
Yo, Dad, I'm listening to this podcast. What's a three-way? Fuck. City, Fulham.
City.
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 Yeah.
4-0. 4-0.
I don't know. I think
Fulham
that's a bit
harsh.
5-1.
Schürrle's getting his eye in.
Schürrle, Sessegnon starting to show a bit of promise now. Mitrovic will score.
Oh, I don't know. I think Company playing, just keep everyone quiet.
Mm. Company will play. Fucking Fulham will win.
No.
Newcastle, Arsenal. Newcastle at home. Going to set out a dogged way.
St James's.
No. Sports Direct Arena.
No, that's St James's.
St James's Park. Mike's always going to be St James's Park. Fuck that fat bastard, mate.
Whee!
Fucking ruined that club. It's not
fair. Arsenal are going to nick it 2-1. I think.
I'm going to go 0-0.
We've waited for him to be on this show this long and he comes out with shit like that.
Yeah.
Go 0-0. I've got Newcastle fans. Like, mates, they're Newcastle fans and I'm the tune of my second team this year. I'm going 0-0.
0-0?
Yeah. Because they're going to park the fucking bus, mate.
It's a fucking bus and a half. Coming from a United fan. Here we go. Watford, Man United.
Ooh.
Watford.
Is that Vicarage Road?
At Vicarage Road, mate.
Watford. Look how they played against Tottenham. Look,
mate, I'm even going Watford.
United 3-1.
Ooh.
Please don't bring crack into my house ever again. Is that it? Oh, no. Sundays. Yeah, Man United, Watford, a 5:30 kickoff. Wolves, Burnley.
Wolves. 100% Wolves.
Wolves.
They play some cracking football so far this year.
They play great football, but Burnley have got a bit of results soon, haven't they?
But I'm just looking at midfield. I don't know who else plays centre mid for Burnley.
I couldn't tell you.
Jack Cork versus Moutinho and Neves. Wolves have got their hands down.
Oh, okay.
That Jimenez is due a fucking turn,
isn't he? Missing from 4 yards, you're right.
That's what I mean.
And to wrap it, I won't say wrap it up. Everton West Ham, 4 o'clock Sunday.
I've already said West Ham.
West Ham are due in.
West Ham. And then wrap up the weekend, Monday night, fucking football.
Yeah.
With a beauty of a South Coast clash. Southampton, Brighton.
Go Brighton.
Southampton. Danny Ings gets a winner.
Ball draw, fuck it. I'm going to go.
I'll go 2-1 Brighton.
I'm going 0-0. Monday night football.
Who invited this cunt with his boring 0-0?
Yeah, no,
it's my fucking house. I say what the fuck I want. Right, on that fucking bombshell. Hold on, I'm just going to drag this out for another 1 minute exactly.
Just because the wife's coming. Okay.
Oh, timing. Holy shit balls.
And you've timed it. Oh, let's let's pass her over now, Jack.
Hi guys.
Oh look, it's fucking Christmas.
It literally is Christmas shopping as well. Right. On that note, we'll fucking end it there. Martin, edit that.
Dan's got a rapid selection boxes.
I'll end up fucking eating them.